5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, folks, and hey, Bear, welcome to the Nateland Podcast. I am Nate Bargatze, Brian Bates, Aaron Weber, Dusty Slay.
Okay.
All right. New Year's Eve, if you're watching this. We are at the Vandy game.
That's right.
Versus Iowa. Very exciting. I think it's warmer than, hopefully it's warmer than what it is in here.
It's unusually cold in Nashville. Yeah,
it is.
Are we on the sidelines?
I think we got some options.
Because I was going to wear short shorts.
Okay. So people can see you.
Yeah.
So they find you. Yeah. I got you with the Pavia family. Figured.
Brian gets arrested with them next week.
Get your chains.
Yeah.
Get your gold chains.
That's what they wanted. They go, we need a cooler over in that section. And I go, I got one for you.
You know, I think I've told this story before on the podcast. I took an acting class here in Nashville one time, and they had my scene, like the teacher, you know, assigns us all a scene you think we'd be good in. And mine was The Cooler. William H. Macy did a movie called The Cooler, where if the casino would hire him, if somebody's on a hot streak, just to basically bring bad luck and cool things off.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the scene.
Oh, that's funny.
That they assigned to me.
Is that a good movie?
Yeah.
Has anybody seen it?
Yeah. I feel like I watched it.
I want to watch it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a good, like he would be fun.
I nailed my scene. I will say that.
Yeah, that is a fun. Yeah, boy. I've seen some coolers. we're going to start off. So Happy New Year's to everybody. How was your year? Starting off, we have a couple stuff for us. Nateland presents Graham K, January 21st at Gotham Comedy Club in New York. Tickets are on sale for that. We're going to be recording that. Graham's very, very funny. We've been friends, the whole time we started. Yeah, he's the best. You've seen him out on the road with me. He's from Canada. January 21st, Gotham Comedy Club. Great club. So go buy some tickets to that. And also, Nateland presents The Showcase, Season 4, February 22, 23, and 24 at The Lab. Come to Nashville. Check The Showcase out. When you guys are able to come and support this stuff, truly, it's... I'm a big believer that stand-up comedy is on the, we are on the rise, and with AI and technology and all this movies, and it's going to get harder and harder to tell what's real, what's not real. Mm-hmm. And so like stand-up comedy, I think as an art form is in a perfect spot to be one of the last authentic things you will be able to go to and actually not last authentic things. There's going to be things. It's not like the world's exploding. But as an art form, I just think it's going to really excel in during this time because you're going to want to hear from a regular person.
Yeah.
And you're like with music and with all this, there's just too much entertainment that can be kind of messed with. So that's why real life experiences are going to be important, like a theme park. And you still want to go to movies and you still want to go to the stuff, but as stuff you know, it's going out and seeing stuff and doing stuff. And I think stand-up comedy is going to be a big thing of that. And we, and you guys have been watching the showcase and helping us grow this. You're helping a lot of comics that are, some have been around for a long time and some are newer. We got to find the next wave of comics to keep it going. And we're trying to get them placed some kind of system so they can build up in. And you guys are a part of that. When you watch, you know, if you watch the showcase and we can tell and we notice that you really lean to one person or you liked a person, or we can kind of see and we can try to, you know, we want to build a system. They can do a half hour, an hour, and hopefully you guys start seeing them on the road. So when you go to all this kind of stuff, so January 21st, Gotham Comedy Club, Graham K, and then February 22nd, 23-24, here at the lab. All right. So it's New Year's Eve. You just had Christmas. We don't really have, you know, we're having to pre-record this. So it's...
I did Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton.
Yeah, you did that.
Yep. Standing up?
Every show.
Oh, yeah.
How did Green Bay do?
I just got a... I literally... Because we just pre-recorded a previous episode. And I just checked my email. Adam with Skyline with Bark Entertainment emailed me and said, we'll just cancel that Packers, the one I'm going up against the Packers.
That's but, great.
Oh, yeah.
But he said, I'll pay you the same. Isn't that nice?
Wow. That's like, very nice.
He's so nice. Yeah.
Adam's great.
He runs such great clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was clearly the right decision.
Yeah, yeah. That's, it's, I've had that happen too, where it's like, it's, you're just like, it's, you can't. That's, and that's going to be a game that really matters.
Mm-hmm. He said it's, I mean, Packers are doing it two straight Saturdays.
Yeah.
They're playing Saturday night. So it's just kind of ruining.
It really interferes with the club.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
There are a lot of fun cities all across America. And you might be wondering, if you live in one of the cities, why is there not a comedy club here? And a lot of these cities just can't have a comedy club if college football or whatever takes a Saturday every every Saturday's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they just can't sustain it, you know? Mm-hmm. About Knoxville, I think it's a big reason Knoxville doesn't have a club.
They did for a while.
But it didn't do that well, right?
Yeah, but they can. I mean, so, like, a lot of other, Columbus Funny Bone is one of the best clubs in the country.
But Columbus is a huge city. It's the biggest city in Ohio.
Yeah.
I just don't know if, like, what, how many home games they have a year? Six?
Yeah.
If that would be enough to keep a club.
But people are
out.
Still like, but watching the games even when it when they're not home.
Yeah. So 12 weeks. Yeah.
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 That's my theory anyway.
That's what they said about the Knoxville sides. But I did an open mic there when I first moved to Nashville. I don't even know if I was living in Nashville yet, but I did an open mic in Knoxville at Side Splitters the night that they were told that the club was going to close. And the girl making the list, the lineup was crying as she was telling us the list.
Well, I...
Sorry. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Feel great now.
Shouldn't have quit.
Shouldn't have quit.
Mm. So, yeah. We had just got through a Christmas, and you also did Skyline.
I did Skyline while we were gone, too. That club is sick of us.
Yep. Yep.
We had a great time. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. I don't have much else to say.
Yeah.
You want to get into it? Or
yeah. Dusty?
I don't. Yeah, I don't have anything to say. You
know, at the airport at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Pecola, Oklahoma.
I did Pecola. Yeah, but I'm sure it went so good. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it went so good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Choctaw Casino. I've actually do a lot of Choctaw casinos. I like them. I'm really into the casino gigs.
Really?
Yeah. Because it used to be I did old casinos where I was in like the side room and nobody paid for tickets. Mm-hmm. We've done a few of those. Yeah. Those are awful.
Yeah.
But when you're in the actual showroom.
It's just a nice theater, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And it's cool. And, yeah. You know.
Casinos are fun.
Yeah, I like it. I'm into the casino thing.
All right. We're starting off with your comments. We actually are. So.
Pretty close. Look at that. Under 10 minutes.
Teresa Doro. Doe, but.
With R.
But with the like frustration in the middle.
Is that
that's how I would tell her how to say it.
Is that how you spell like rough?
Oh, Doruff?
Yeah. Teresa Doruff.
Doruff. I like that. No. Doruff.
Doro.
Like she's
Doro. A, Teresa her, Doro.
Mm-hmm. That's
Doro, huh?
What does that mean?
That's her name. Teresa Doro,
No, Doro, Just got my Spotify rap for the year, and I've listened to over 27,000 minutes in this year, and I'm in the top 0.5% listen. 0.5%, that's all going to end now after y'all made fun of my name. Listening to all of you makes my days a brighter and full of laughter. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you, Teresa.
Doruff.
What was your Spotify Wrapped all about, Dusty?
Mine,
I saw you talking about it.
Well, my Spotify, I have kids, but I also, you know, spend a, like in the hotels, driving, in the airport, I listen to a lot of classical music. So my, of my top five, I had five cello songs, and then number four was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It was all Bach, right?
Yeah. It was, I actually disappointed myself with my Spotify Wrapped. I had no idea I'd listen to that much classical. But
did it say, what did it say your age was?
So my age was six.
Off the grid?
Yeah. Well, it said 68, but I think it was offset by the Ninja Turtle song. Brought it way down.
Yeah. I didn't really ever look into it, but mine said I was 70.
Yeah.
I was 79.
Really?
Yeah. Which I feel like 79, you don't even listen to.
But you were listening to age. Books on tape.
Yeah. See, yeah, I don't know how.
Yeah. Civil War letters and stuff.
Yeah, I do listen to that.
That reminds me of Spotify.
Yours says dead.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, there's no way this guy's alive.
Yeah.
People, you know, a few months back, Aaron was making fun of Elvis and how no one listens to Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spotify proved him wrong. And we said we'd check back in later just because you said that was an anomaly, that wasn't authentic. So I'm just curious where Elvis stands now compared to the Beatles.
No, we can't look now because we're back. It's Christmas time again, Brian.
Oh, God.
So you got to look in the middle of the year. And I did look back, and the Beatles averaged something like 15, 16 million more monthly listeners than Elvis.
Well, isn't that convenient?
So, yeah. Isn't it convenient to wait till Christmas time again to ask me about it?
Oh, wow. You got to ask in the summer.
Yeah, we got to check. It's artificially inflated.
I think that should be y'all's one of the things y'all get to the bottom of in your podcast.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will. You know,
we'll check in every week.
But I think, unfairly, though, Beatles has a lot of kind of summertime music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, like what? Well, they got a little bit of everything.
Though. Here Comes the Sun.
You don't think Elvis has a lot of summertime music?
Yeah, like he had movies.
Rockahula Baby or whatever.
Yeah, it's like Hawaii. A lot of Hawaii.
Yeah, a lot of Hawaiian stuff.
A lot of Hawaii. I don't think Rockahula Baby.
Rockahula.
That was better than that.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried a lot of razors over the years.
I know.
You know, with this rugged, thick skin.
You keep it pretty nice, though.
Thank you. But it's not easy. Most of these razors, same story, blades that dull way too fast,
mm-hmm.
left my neck irritated no matter how careful I was. Well, it's a new year, and that's why I am so excited about Harry's Plus. I was genuinely surprised when I tried Harry's Plus. You can immediately feel that it's a step up in craftsmanship. It's hands down one of the best razors I've ever used. Harry's just launched Harry's Plus, their brand new razor, and it's a big one. They spent 10 years developing it. It's the biggest launch in the history of the company.
Wow.
You know, Harry's has had a lot of big launches, and this is the biggest. It is an advanced pivot. I sound like Trump just then. It has an advanced pivoted system that makes it easier to reach all the tricky corners of your face. The Define blade technology gives you a closer, more comfortable shave. Harry's uses German-engineered blades.
Wow.
Each one honed at three different angles, so hair is cut cleanly at the root without tugging. You never think about how intricate a razor
is. There's a real science to it.
That's right. The results is a true barbershop-quality shave at home. And even with all that innovation, Harry's Plus still costs less than Gillette Fusion.
Wow.
How about that? It's a premium shave without the premium markup. And there's also zero risk. If you don't love your shave, Harry's will make it right. No questions asked. So for a limited time, our listeners can get the Harry's Plus trial set for only $10 at harrys.com/Nate. This set includes the all-new Harry's Plus razor, one refined five-blade cartridge, a two-ounce foam shave gel, and a travel cover to protect your blades on the go. Just head to harrys.com/Nate to claim this offer. And after you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. And please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Brooke Derry, this podcast is one of the best out there, and a key aspect is how you guys all manage to talk, but never do I feel like you're talking over each other. I've listened to podcasts with multiple hosts, and it just becomes a cluster of people interrupting each other. So kudos to you guys for doing it so well.
That's really nice.
That's very nice.
There's usually one person not interested in what we're
talking
about.
That's a good job. I thought one of y'all were going to do it.
No.
I was waiting for y'all to do that joke to me. I was like, it's like the joke's there. How do you not do it? But not everybody's a comedian on this show. So, Kevin McHenry.
Just a few more weeks, guys. A few more weeks.
Yeah. I'll be gone. Yeah. Y'all can have at it. Kevin McHenry. First time I've ever, and I do mean ever, just lost just a little respect for Aaron is when I learned he doesn't like Tom Patty's Southern accent. Boo.
Well, I got to think that this is a typo.
Yeah.
That he said Tom Patty.
Tom Petty.
There's no way. Yeah. There's no way that the guy who loves Southern accents messed up Tom Petty. So, I mean, it's a great song. It's, you know, it's a slow.
Isn't the 3 seconds of it here?
It's a slow beat. It's just a, you know, it's a slow song.
A ballad.
Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's, but it's.
I don't mind a ballad.
It's, you should give it another try.
Okay.
You told me. That it was bad. And I will never forget it.
I had forgotten all about it. I'm sorry it hit you so hard.
I will never forget it.
I thought you were talking about his actual. I thought it was Tom Patty. There was a Tom Patty. And
he had a thick Southern accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this took a different turn.
But Tom Petty's Southern accents, it's a whole album. But that song in particular, I just thought you being from Alabama. And then, you know, spent living in Nashville for so long, I thought you would really enjoy it. And I was, you know, I was in the midst of enjoying it when you told me that you didn't like it.
Well, sometimes you got to be in the right mood for something.
That's true.
And I think I've matured more, even since that happened. That was years ago. Now.
Years ago, yeah.
Now I'm a little older, and I can even recognize, I'll put a TV show on, or stand up a lot of times. I put on a stand-up special, and I go, I'm not in the right mood to enjoy this right now. And so I'll need
wet heat.
I'll need.
I mean, just say it.
Yeah.
I go, let me try this again when I'm in a different state of mind. You know, that's probably the case with music too.
That's how I feel with Shawshank.
You got to, but how would you, if you don't know what it is?
But I kind of know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, but
have you ever felt like maybe now's the time?
You know what? It was funny. This weekend on the road, there was a moment I was like, because we were watching Ford versus, or like we were going to watch a movie. And Ford versus Ferrari was just on like the regular channel.
Yeah.
And then we were going to watch something. And I was like, in my head, I thought, boy, I bet I could. It was at Bridgestone. I was like, I bet I could watch Shawshank right now. Like, because it was like, I could just, it needed like something to go off. But then I was like, I can't watch it without.
I appreciate that.
Well, I don't see this as a pre-show movie.
Shawshank?
It was not. Yeah. This was at night.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Some nights, like, I stayed on the bus. I did not go home because we had a 3 o'clock show the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like, I just want to stay in, like, kind of the world of that we were in. So we stayed. We watched Final Destination 5.
The new one?
Yeah.
It just came out? Yeah, was it good?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like good. Yeah, so I was fine with that.
Yeah.
It's got some crazy gross stuff. I closed my eyes, dude.
I don't even care that you don't watch Shawshank, but it really makes me laugh that they want you to watch this
it
movie
is so
real
funny,
bad. And you go, I'll do Final Destination 5.
The most opposite movie you can find.
Well, I mean, I
just think it's funny. Like, a lot of times you've been like, I was going to watch Shawshank, and then I watched some obscure.
Yeah. Sat down and watched Secondhand Lions last night. And you're like, what? Why would you?
Well, what is that?
That is a good movie, though. Robert Duvall and
no, it's
Michael
with
Caine.
Your boy, Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, yeah.
And then Robert Duvall and Michael Caine.
That's right. Yeah, they're the two old guys.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be like a fancy movie.
Yeah,
it's like it's like a good family fun.
Yeah.
Adventure, that kind of thing.
Yeah. At this point, I don't want you to watch Shawshank because I don't think the anticipation
is going to live up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good movie.
I think it's that good.
You're gonna have to catch me. It's because it's just like there's just so much like thinking going on in my head, and then it's like you just want to go watch something that's not. Sam Hickman. I teach at Southern Union State Community College in Opelika.
All right.
And I also teach classes at our campus in Wadley, Alabama.
Wadley. Yeah.
Wadley is a tiny rural town just north of where Dusty's dad lives. specific. It's just funny to say where your dad lives. Yeah. It's not where you live because Dusty's dad lives. Twice a week for the last 5 years, I've driven past the Pinton Grill in the morning and afternoon. I've been curious to try this place out, but I've literally never seen it open. Does Dusty have any ideas what their actual hours are?
Well, that's the problem. My dad complains My dad complains about it too. He wishes it was open 24/7 because he would go there every meal, I think. But it's owned by a guy, Bill Edge. Mike was his brother.
Yeah.
And Bill is, pretty well off. I think he's pretty set.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, opens whenever he wants to open. And, these hours are the most...
It might be the craziest hours for a restaurant I've ever seen. Monday, closed. Tuesday, closed. Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Thursday, drive-through only, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Saturday, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday, closed. So you got a pretty small window.
Well, that's interesting. When I hear a diner, I think it's just going to be a daytime
and
place.
And also, those hours, it may not be open.
Yeah.
And so it's really tough. It's, I think it needs Bill and one other person to run it. And he may not have that other person. And
if you go to their Facebook, it's mostly just them saying, hey, we're open right now. We will be open tonight.
That's hilarious.
We will not be open tonight. Please go out and support the Chambers Rebels in the second round of the playoffs.
All right.
You know what? I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I love when a town shuts down for the high school team. And that it's just fun to me.
Yeah, my cousin works there, Kelly. She works at the Pen and Grill some. And,
not much.
Not much. Now,
see, well, this is.
I hope she has another
We're
job.
Open this weekend, Friday, 4 to 8, Saturday, 11 to 8. Well, that's not even close to the hours. No.
And they have the hours posted on two different things.
The profile picture for the business is the hours. Oh, this place rules. I bet it's that good. The fact that it's still open,
it must be
that good.
And, there's not a lot in Pennon. And my friend Adam, this is his uncle. Adam's my age. We grew up together. And that's his uncle that runs this. His grandfather used to own the store, the, Pennon Grocery, or Larry Edge's Grocery is what we called it. And, Jordan Cofield. I bet I know his family. I know some Cofields.
Looks like they followed six people. Were you one of them, Dusty?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you got there?
They're getting good reviews here on the
Facebook. It's great. I had a patty melt there one time. Best patty melt I've had.
Say large portions, cozy atmosphere.
Yeah.
Good great salad. Food.
Williams Lake Doodles.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, go check out the
Pinton Grill. They have great food, but it's just a good salad. It's like, let's be honest.
Rachel Verzani.
Verzani.
I was folding laundry and watching Nate's Netflix special, Your Friend, when my 10-year-old daughter walked in and settled into my bed. In the past, she has told me that she doesn't understand why we think Nate is so funny. But on this night, she had tears in her eyes as she giggled at and repeated your jokes. So she has started a habit of coming into my room and asking, can we watch Nate? I'm proud to have raised a girl that appreciates your comedy. Thank you for keeping it clean so she can.
Wow.
I love that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Wait till she sees the good stuff.
Yeah.
I always think that sometimes when I see kids at the show. Yeah.
Sorry, I got nothing with us.
No, it was good. It was good. Yeah. I always think that with kids, sometimes you're like, like, if, you know, because you could see them, like, they're not always laughing at the show, but then you're like, you just try to guess, like, what? Because, I'm sure there's going to be something. I think kids are just, even say when you meet a kid that's excited to meet you,
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot that, because they're just like, hey, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but then you just got to hope that, all right, I think it's more when they leave.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ian Cawley. Ian. No, right? Ian.
Could be either.
I wonder what Aaron would think of the question, what are you? None of your thoughts, ideas, physical attributes, relationships, or even cells in your body are the exact same as you were 10 years ago or 40 years ago. You were not alive.
Yeah.
It won't be the same 10 years from now. So what makes up you?
That is a big question in philosophy, is what is self?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean? Some philosophers would basically say your life is like a giant flip book. You know, you flip and it looks mm-hmm. like the picture's moving. And that basically your life is just a string of little moments of perception. And there's nothing that persists through all of those things.
Would it not be your soul?
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. The soul, the animating principle of your body.
That's what he was about to say, too.
Yeah. And that's what it is. But there's all kinds of schools of thought. This is, I think it's we have a soul, and that's where we derive our sense of self from.
Scientists say a conscious. You can upload.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure.
But even they say, you know, none of these things are the exact same, but somewhat the same.
But the idea is, you know, your cells die and regenerate, right?
Yeah.
After a certain point, like every cell in your body will have died and regenerated.
But what about the thing that generates the cells?
Well, those two are made up of cells which have died and regenerated. So there's not a single thing in your body that is the exact same thing as it was 20 years ago. But it's obviously you're still the same person.
Mm-hmm.
What is...
You weren't the same person.
This is honestly, and I won't harp on it anymore, but very similar to the sports question.
That's why he wrote it.
Haunted this podcast for. Okay, all right. Yeah. It's
you weren't here for that. Just realize it.
We don't. The people will get so mad if I.
I'll tell you.
We're so. People hate me for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. we had a dumb argument about.
What even argument?
Not even an argument. Just me being annoying.
Just about why we support teams when over time the whole lineup changes, but we still keep supporting that team, right?
Exactly.
And not like a college where it's like you went to the college or whatever, but like a pro team that mm-hmm. you just like, right? That you just
the roster changes.
Like if went to the college, you're an alumni, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess to analogize it with this body question, I would say in college sports, the soul is the university.
Yeah.
And then there's no soul for a professional team.
Well, it's just you're at home.
Except for your city, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, so I can't root for a team that's in another city?
No, they can.
Yeah.
I would think your value changes. Like
mine,
now I root for the Titans, but I mean, I root for a lot of teams. I root for the story for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like Philip Rivers going to the Colts is like, if they made it to the Super Bowl, you'd root for that story.
Right.
Okay.
And so you just, I think as I get older, it's like I'm less and less like, yeah, Vanderbilt's my team. Titans are my team, but they're, I'm watching, I want to enjoy all aspects of sports. And so how you do that and make it pure entertainment is you need to find a lot of storylines mm-hmm. and go like, wow, this is pretty cool.
And I want the best story. Yeah.
I want the best story. I want the best game. I want the best, right. You know.
Mm-hmm.
ReliaQuest Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Mary Lancaster. I attend a pretty laid-back, casual church where the clothing covers the whole gamut. I volunteer once a month and lead the preschool classroom. In your opinion, is it acceptable to dress down for these days? I mean, I'll wear golf stuff like to church, and so it's like it's a collar and it's, you know, that. So I think you could look like it's something. But I would prefer it to be regular. You know, I think we do need to dress up more. And we're not dressed up on this. Or, you know, I'm not. Like, I don't have a hoodie on. But
mm-hmm. You bring your caddy with you?
To church.
Yep. You're headed straight, you got a tea time?
Mm-hmm.
Collar's a good place to start. That's like a good rule of thumb.
I think so.
Like, have a collar on your shirt.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to wear a suit to church, but I do think everybody can have a collared shirt. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a collared shirt. Goodwill sells collared shirts. The exception would be to me if you're very poor and also very large. Because now I don't mean to look at you when I said that, but if it
I didn't think you were until you said that. Yeah.
Because it's hard to find
his clothes,
cheap stuff, thrift stuff. If you're very large,
now here's, you used to do what Denzel Washington said in Remember the Titans. If you don't have a suit, borrow one from your old man. If you don't have an old man, find a bum, trade him for his. But find a suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, as a big baseball fan, Brad Ziegler writing in was crazy.
Yeah, this was a few weeks ago. Brad Ziegler was actually commenting on Aaron's whole take on what makes a fan of a team. And mm-hmm. he talked about how he played for the Arizona Diamondbacks and how he got traded. And then he came back a few years later. The team was mostly different. But yeah, he listens to this podcast and he had a pretty good career in the majors. Yeah. I think a couple of years he led the American League in games pitched.
Yeah.
He was a sinker bomb. Yeah. He was a sidearm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, submarine.
Submarine.
Delivery.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Very unique throwing style. Thank you for listening, Brad. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a name out of context and you don't make the, you know, you don't think a former MLB pitcher is writing into the podcast.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
It's pretty crazy.
Thank you, Brad.
All right. Merrill, a previous comment recommended starting a Nate Land dating app. That's long overdue. I'd like to propose the obvious name, Date Land.
That's a good name.
Mm-hmm. What is date or date line is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, a little bit different.
Yeah. Same vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, if things go wrong on Date Land, you'll end up on Date Line.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, you can do a dating app on Date Land.
Yeah.
That's what the Facebook group should be.
Oh, Dateland?
Just the Nateland Facebook group.
There are, as we've talked about, Brian, some insane scams out there nowadays.
Absolutely.
I told a story about the guy who got me at the restaurant not long ago. Yep. Go check it out on a previous episode if you missed it. But they're out there, man. Be warned. The holidays are all about finding the perfect gift, but this time of year, not every deal is actually what it seems. Scammers are getting more creative to trick people into sharing their payment info through methods like fake shopping sites and giveaways that are too good to be true. Luckily, Cash App's 24/7 fraud monitoring helps detect and alert you for unusual card activity should someone gain access to your card, so you can act fast if something seems off. You can also lock or unlock your Cash App card instantly right in the app for extra control and peace of mind. Stay one step ahead of scams this season and keep your money secure with Cash App. Gift yourself some peace of mind this holiday season and download Cash App. For a limited time only, new Cash App customers can use our exclusive code to earn some additional cash. For real, just download Cash App, use our exclusive referral code SECURE10 in your profile, send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you will get $10 dropped right into your account. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Promotions provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Christy Cabe. I created a coloring book titled Hello Folks. It is a parody coloring book of funny moments, mispronunciations, and stories from the podcast. For example, I have a coloring page of Brian looking worried as he runs the 40-yard dash in jeans and a polo shirt. Also, horse divorce court. Dusty proclaiming himself a public figure. And Aaron taking his report card with all A's to the donut shop. cetera, et cetera. It's all in good fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you seen this yet?
I have not.
This is very cool.
I've not seen this either. Wow. I need this, though.
Yeah, it's great.
I think we gave one to you, though.
I don't think so.
I've got one.
You did not give me one, and my kids would love to color this.
My daughter did color in this one, so.
Is this yours? I don't think I got one.
Yeah, you guys didn't give me one.
Dusty got two.
You didn't give me any.
Wow.
And I got two
this
kids.
This is unbelievable.
There's all kinds of fun podcast moments in there from,
me
from
lifting
years
my left
gone
yeah.
by.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It's so detailed.
Yeah. Wow. Golly gee.
It's unbelievable.
Did
that
you know that adult,
I didn't get one of these.
Adult coloring books are making a real,
well, people.
I hate to call it a comeback.
Well, people are kids.
Mm-hmm.
People are kids.
They are, aren't they?
People are so creative, man.
I know.
Where's Dusty swimming?
There's I need
Dusty swimming. I mean, that in his.
Wait, hold on. Let me pull it. I want to see it.
Oh, it's what Dusty.
Oh, yeah. Well, that
that's
is
what Dusty
what I
thinks
like.
He looks
that
like.
That is what I look like.
Yeah.
That is what I look like.
Christy's very nice.
Yeah.
Now you get it, Christy. You get it, Christy.
And then there's Aaron to the
donut shop.
Donut shop.
Yeah.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Well, Christy K, I'd like one of these. I'll pay you for it, but I want one.
Well, I think you should buy it.
Well, yeah, I'll pay you for it, but how do I get it?
I'll give you the
that's
one we have.
Very cool.
I'll buy a stack from you. Let me and I'll give them out to some people.
You want to take a look at it?
What'd you do with the one that we gave you?
You did not give me one. P.O. Box 8146 Hermitage, Tennessee 37076.
Okay,
and I'll send you money. Yeah, these are great.
Yeah, all right.
That's very cool.
That is very cool. Thank you, Christy. This week.
Oh, that's a distinguished looking Brian there, though, huh?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Brian's driver's license photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is right behind him there on the
yep.
right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
All right.
A watermelons.
We should have gave Dusty that till the end of the podcast.
Yeah, there's going to be color in this.
That's good.
You're going to take back what you said about adult coloring books.
Yeah, that's true.
This week.
This is good.
All right. It's New Year's Eve.
Let me enjoy Christy Cave's work.
You know, we all have a holiday that I think we get especially excited for. I would say you, Halloween.
Yeah.
You really love Halloween. Dusty, Sukkot. And Thanksgiving, obviously.
Is Sukkot when those bugs come in?
Well, Sukkot.
Sukkot.
You celebrate that when the cicada season?
Well, Sukkot, it's a biblical holiday, you know, and the Feast of Tabernacles, it's also known as.
Okay.
I should get more excited about it, but it's hard to celebrate by yourself. But it's supposed to be like a thing where you go out, you spend like a week out in tents, and you have a group of people and you're just celebrating for a week.
It's a week.
What time
they celebrate for a week in the Bible?
Yeah.
What time of year is it?
Yeah. What time of year?
Fall.
Mm.
You could do that at your land though.
I could. Yeah.
And have fans come out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Find the ones that want to come spend a week with you in a tent.
Yeah.
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 Weren't you recruiting people to come help you work on the land?
Well, no, I proposed, I thought it might be fun to have somewhat of a work day, but a hang and where we just do light things, nothing crazy, but where it's like, I thought it would be fun. I think, and I have a lot of people into the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm.
I think, I don't know if I'm going to do it. But
I'll come.
Okay. You'll
pull
come?
Some weeds.
Yeah.
All right.
Like weed pulling and.
Yeah. And like.
Moving some rocks.
Yeah. Planting some trees and stuff like that. Yeah. You're in?
I'm in.
All right.
But I really love New Year's.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a New Year's guy. It fits my kind of personality. I like to look back, reflect on the year. I can get into these year-in wrap-up shows.
Uh-huh.
I know y'all make fun of me for killing old people, but I do like the in memoriam and kind of.
Well, I don't say you like it.
Yeah.
Just say.
I like to reflect on people's, their accomplishments in life, and I like to look ahead. I like to make goals and things like that. So I enjoy New Year's. I enjoy putting this together.
Well, how was your year?
To talk about. It was a great year. Maybe I'll start there. Yeah, I'd like to talk about some highlights of Nateland in 2025.
Can I do that? Yeah.
It's been a big year.
It has been a big year. I enjoyed putting this together, kind of coming up with these special moments. So bear with me on these. I got quite a few here. January of this year, of 2025, Nate presented at the Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah.
That's when he met The Rock.
When I met The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Golden Globes, fun.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do? You mean talk about it, or are you just going to go through a list?
Just kind of do whatever you want to do. Also in January, Aaron's special signature dish premiered.
All right.
Oh, it did at the end of the month. Yeah. It's almost a full year of that.
Yep. And then in February, maybe a week or so later, Aaron made his Tonight Show debut.
All right. I'm liking this
part. Guy's on a roll. Yeah.
I think we're going to move on from me pretty quick, so let's enjoy this.
Also January in February, Nate's Super Bowl ad ran.
Man. All right.
Yeah, that was big.
Okay.
I'm enjoying these, maybe more than y'all.
Yeah, it aired, and then it aired for 6 months.
Too long.
Couldn't stop seeing that commercial.
Yeah.
Also in February, Dusty appeared on the Hollywood Squares.
All right.
That's a big old, that's like a old classic.
Classic, yeah.
Hollywood classic. Squares. That's a famous, like, celebrity.
Yeah. I was on there with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, big celebrity.
Let me ask you, what is a show or a TV program that you would love to have been on, but it's maybe no longer around or something? I think it'd be like all back,
but
I would have liked to have done Conan.
Conan was going to be my answer, too.
Yeah, I did Conan.
Scrubs.
Conan, I was excited to do Conan because it was the old one that I got to do. I never got to do Tonight Show. I did Tonight Show with Fallon now, but Conan was, I didn't get to do Letterman. I didn't get to do
Leno.
Yeah. And so Conan always meant a lot because it was at least, it was like the thing I got to do that I remember seeing before and seeing comics on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting to be, and you know, and even it was different than even doing it when he went to TBS or whatever. It was doing it in that old. So Conan was always one that I was like, man, I'm glad I at least got to do an old school kind of thing. There's been a few that, I'm blank.
You know, like Comics Unleashed is back.
I did that.
Some buddies doing that now.
Yeah, I did that and I always wanted to do that. So I got to do that towards the end. And then, we all just talking about Appleton Comedy Club. That was a comedy club that I did right at the end that I always wanted to do. That's separate of this kind of thing. But so a lot of them are back. Pressure Luck is back. And I always loved Pressure Luck.
Prime Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That would be my dream game show to go on.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's still some iteration of it around, but it's so different. And they like changed up the game. And Regis is dead. It's like, I want to sit
Regis
across from
dead?
Regis died.
Bates got a hold of that one.
I think that was maybe pre-podcast.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But
I can't take credit for everything.
Yeah, watching that when it came out every week.
Just that music.
Do you think what made it the most famous was that guy calling his dad and just saying, I wanted you letting you know that I won $1 million.
That's probably the most iconic moment from the show.
And do you think that's what even took it up to took it into like legacy status?
Maybe.
Because it's not that it wouldn't have been a show, but that took it. It was such a crazy, I remember watching that live, and it was such an insane, like,
what was it, the guy used his lifeline to call his dad?
He only used one lifeline.
He breezed through the whole thing, didn't use a single lifeline, gets to the end, he goes, I think I want to call my dad. Calls his dad and goes, I don't need help, I just want to tell you I'm about to win $1 million.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was.
It's like, I mean.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I run through, it's like they should play that running through a tunnel.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like the most exciting kind of, it was crazy.
And then he's like, actually, I won $600,000. The government, surprisingly, won $400,000.
That's true. Hey, you can't think about that.
But on our new game show, The Greatest Average American, we give you extra money to help cover your taxes for exact reason.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the first game show I've heard of do that. Look, look at that.
When the average American salary is $67,000 and 6'7" is the kids. But it's, I'm blanking on the, what the, but, and then it was like, I always wanted it to be where you, because it, because of that exact reason.
Yeah.
Everything you ever do, well, they have to pay tax. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we can't go pay your taxes, but we give you money over to cover your taxes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you roughly come home with what, you know, taxes are different in each state and blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. So we just give you the money that goes over. So you walk with what we tell you you're going to walk walk with.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. We said it. I hope that, I hope that really plays out.
That's
people
great.
See that and notice it.
Because I always say, every time someone wins a lottery, the government also wins the lottery. And that's pretty good racket for the government. So that's nice that you do that.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
That music gets me going.
Yeah, I could see how you, that would be. It was, I mean, I loved it too. It was a great one. I'm trying to think if there's any other old, you know, Price is Right, I think in the old days would
Bob
have been,
Barker.
Yeah. I mean, I think even now it'd been great. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking but that was like, yeah, and it came out. That was like serious, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was intense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Still in February.
Oh, man.
Nate appeared on SNL's 50th anniversary special.
Mm,
that was awesome. That was a great.
To me, that might have been, as a living in your shoes, the most nerve-wracking thing of anything you've done, because you had a line to deliver from the audience, mm-hmm. and you're sitting with all of the biggest celebrities in the world, and they can all read what you're reading. So if you flub, they say you flub.
Yeah.
To me, that would have been very stressful.
The thing that's stressful is that you just really are like, I don't think they know who I am.
Oh yeah.
That's the thing I'm trying to move towards.
You had hosted the show already by that point.
Yeah,
right?
and you learn more and more. I mean, like, I see it you know, even as you see people. I had one time, I don't know if I told it on the story, but like I saw Reese Witherspoon. And I've only met her in this one brief second, and we just walked by each other, and I was like, you know, I was expecting to go, hey, Reese, I'm Nate Bargatze, even comedian here, whatever. And she goes, what's up, Nate? I go, what's up, Reese? And we both just kind of kept going.
Wow.
And so that was like a kind of like, that's the stuff that I would, if the interesting, this is the stuff that I kind of think about a lot, like the interesting things that's where you're like, you know, you're just like, okay. You're like, all right, well, that's that. Like, yeah. So if I see her again, it's not going to be, you know, you're just going to be talking like I would be talking to you guys. Like, and so like that kind of stuff is kind of crazy. So when you see, I wish Jack Nicholson was there and I saw him, I couldn't go up, but it was like, I wanted to say hi to him. I've still Ben Stiller's who I've wanted to say hi to, and I didn't, and I've been around him a bunch. And I know he knows me, but I just haven't been able to get near. I don't know. It just never worked out to be where you're, I was near him, or am I? I'm in the back.
I see you back there.
Yeah. So you just, it's the fact that they know you now is not, and I would still say some of them might not all, it doesn't all click, or there's not a, you know, some do very well, some it doesn't click, some it does, some it whatever. That's why Emma Stone, I talked to her for quite a while, and she, you know, people that are comedy fans that are, you know, they do, yeah.
You think of the SNL 50, a lot of them would be comedy fans.
Yeah, but they're old. Eddie Murphy just knew me from the sketch. He didn't know I did. I don't think he really knew I did stand up. He just knew me from the sketch. I talked to him afterwards. I had this other private kind of thing.
This was the first time I remember thinking, I've lost track of what you're doing.
Because
I was watching it with my wife, and we were like, I wonder if Nate's there. And then you just started talking on it. You were like, you had a role in it.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, he's out there, man. He's doing all
You were texting him 2 minutes earlier. Vandy looks pretty good tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah, man. It's a wild ride.
We're not even in March.
Yeah.
We're not even, yeah. It was, that was an insane thing to get to, but you don't feel like you belong, but.
That's probably good.
I think most people don't. And I think, I mean, you can tell when some people do.
I bet that's Paul McCartney feels that way. Or it feels like he doesn't belong because he's above it.
You know what? I think it's, I think what you got to do, because it switches, because you wait, and it switches to where you go, all right, I need to get out of my head. Like, it's like the moment where you want to always be like, humility, right? I don't think everybody can say whatever they want. I can only tell you what I feel. I feel I have humility in my life. I remind myself of it every day, right? So I can't always go vocalize it on every single thing I do because I need to be, I'm entertainment. So if I make everything about like, I can't believe any of this is real. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. So, but if I say that every single time I do something, it gets too much. Mm-hmm. And to go like, my job is to entertain you. So I need to, there's a point you got to accept that you're like, all right, when I walk into these kind of rooms in these kind of settings, it's not that you think I'm better or anything that, you know, I had dinner with Steve Martin, Martin Short. Like you're, it's not that I think I'm in them or whatever that is, what they did in their time, but I'm trying to do what they did in their time. I want to keep entertaining. So you just got to kind of just like, eventually it's got to click and it becomes more overwhelming. And you have moments like that, like with the Reese, when you have a moment like that where you start going like, oh, all right, I need to start acting like, you know, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Like where it's, you know, not more talented, not better than anybody, not better than anybody that's not in that room, not anything. It's just like, I'm in working, so I need to start acting. I need to be working and need to be creating the best thing that I think for the audience that goes and sees it.
When she said, what's up, Nate? You should have said, I'm sorry. I know I should know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember your name. That's what you should have done.
Yeah. I go, what's up?
March. Then you attended the Vanity Fair Oscar party with Nick Novicki as your date.
That was the best. Nick was the highlight.
Yeah. You guys showed up here in tuxedos.
Yeah. We did the night before. Spent the night with Liza's.
Also in March, Nick Thune's Born Young premiered.
Yeah.
Then in April, Steve Rogers' Half of We premiered on the Nate Landau Network.
Yeah, right.
Then in May, Greg Warren's The Champ premiered on Nate Landau is rolling.
We got some specials. We're putting them out. Mm-hmm. Adrian's doing a great job getting these specials out.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Also in May, Correct Opinions podcast joined the Nate Landau Network.
Okay. We're growing.
Yep. Also in May, Dusty's Cracker Barrel commercial debuted. Right.
That was everywhere. I saw that.
Too long. Yeah. Cracker Barrel stock immediately
My neighbor told me she saw it too much.
Yeah.
She said kind of thing where people could get tired of you. She said that to me.
Oh,
I've moved away from that neighborhood. But yeah.
Cracker Barrel went downhill right after that.
They did. Not because of me.
Well, no.
You caught in. It would have been, nothing would have made me laugh more than if they would have just put that new logo behind you without you knowing.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been so funny.
Yeah.
To just, you finally
you're
go.
You're the face of the new logo.
You're the face of the new logo. Yeah. Oh, man. That would have been.
Yeah.
In June, Mike Vecchione's Low Income White premiered on Nate Landau. I mean, we were cranking them out.
If they had put my face on the new logo, it might not have tanked.
It might not have tanked. But it just the backlash would have been, and then the Dump Dusty guy would have, would have been his heyday.
Maybe they need a new cracker is what they need.
Yeah.
I mean,
that rules.
So in June, Mike Vecchione's Low Income White premiered.
All right.
Also in June, Brian Aaron and Dusty made their movie acting debut in The Breadwinner.
All right. We think.
Yeah. Well, we did do that part.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see if it's actually in there.
No, it's.
We were there.
We were there. Yeah. Also in June, Christian Bell recognized Dusty as his favorite stand-up comedian.
That was probably my wildest moment of the.
Let's not say favorite though. I don't want to put too much on Christian
Bell. I'm saying
Bell,
that I was
he
there.
Did. It was a nice moment.
Though. I think that was the out of all of this. I don't know. It's not that I don't think Christian Bell would not know who you are. But it was just, well, A, you just don't know if, A, you don't know if Christian Bale would know anything that's going on. But it even makes sense to me that he did. But it's like, just for the way y'all told that story was like, you told it very well.
We're brilliant storytellers. And that was my moment where I'm talking, I go, all right, this is where I'm working now, guys.
Yeah. You're working.
Dusty's on the way there. And like, I don't want to talk to a bunch of dumb celebrities and idol worship them. Then he meets Christian Bale. Like, oh man, this is great.
Yeah. But Christian Bale, that's a good one to meet though.
Yeah.
He feels like a quality actor.
He is.
Yeah, he's one of our best. He's one of our very best actors.
But I mean, a quality just feels like just a good dude.
Oh, yeah.
Just a solid guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Great taste. Great opinions.
We all love him.
Yeah.
We all love him.
Yeah.
What if you met Neil Armstrong? You were just like, just a great guy.
Yeah, you know, depending on how nice he was, may change.
You could still meet Buzz Aldrin.
I was talking about it this weekend. The amount of guys I've met who privately I didn't like them, and then I met them and they were like, hey, they were nice to me for 2 seconds. And I was like, that guy's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I love that dude.
You start to learn why some people are famous, like, because they're so charming. You're like, oh man, I love this guy.
It's but you can see also how good actors some people are as actors.
Mm-hmm.
And like how you're like, wow, you really made me not like you, and you're great. And you're like, you're unbelievable.
Yeah. You're a sweet guy outside.
Yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
Like, who is it? Bradley Cooper? Like, Bradley Cooper in Wedding Crashers is the most unlikable guy.
Yeah.
And then every other movie that I've seen him in, I'm like, oh, I love this guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but his first breakout role was that terrible person.
So unlikable.
I don't know if it was that terrible. He was like, thought it was like funny. Like, I mean, I know he's playing that role.
That's what I mean.
But it wasn't
he played
that,
it perfectly.
But he played it. But he did.
Played it great.
But I don't think it was like, I don't think when you watched it, you thought that guy would be it. I'm trying. You know what? There's.
He honestly was right to do what he
I'm
did.
I'm thinking
those two
someone.
Guys, Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson are kind of scumbags.
Well, they totally
in
are.
In that movie, yeah.
Is Miles Teller or Glenn Powell? Which one played that in Top Gun? The kind of Glenn Powell, maybe?
They were both in it. Miles Teller was the main dude.
Yeah, it was Glenn Powell's the arrogant?
Yeah.
And I thought he was someone that's like, you know, like he played very well that role of like an arrogance. Mm-hmm. And then that you're like, man, this guy's awesome.
Yeah.
Like after, you know, like you see him other stuff, but he did really good with like in that movie. Yeah, that's like Val Kilmer playing Iceman.
Did you see Glenn Powell's SNL monologue?
I did not.
It was very good. He told a story about how he got picked to host Saturday Night Live in 2020 or maybe even before that, I guess. And he was so excited when he got the call and he was there with his family and his... like the mailman was there, or UPS driver or something in the moment. And he's like, what's going on? He's like, I just got selected to do Saturday Night Live. And they did a selfie all together with his family. Then COVID hits and they have to cancel. Oh, they canceled Top Gun Maverick. That was the thing.
Mm.
That movie got delayed. So they said, we got to cancel your appearance. So he told everybody he was going to be on SNL and it looked like he was lying because it never happened. And then however many years later, 5 years, whatever later, he got to host SNL and he brought that guy.
The UPS driver?
On stage with him. And
I think I did see that. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a fun moment.
Hey, can I just say, objectively speaking though, we got these pulled up here. That new Cracker Barrel logo is really bad compared to the old one. I mean, right?
Well, what's so bad about it?
Well, it's just nothing.
Yeah, I think it's plain.
Yeah,
it's
next to this other design here, it's like, I don't know, I just think it's nothing.
What is the shape that Cracker Barrel?
It looks more like a gas station.
Yeah.
What is this shape right here? What is that supposed to be?
I think a pancreas.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it looks like.
It's what you need.
A kidney or something?
Yeah.
Maybe a kidney.
Can't tell what it is.
Yeah.
Looks like the bean in Chicago.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anybody was thinking that they needed something different.
Yeah. It's just it's such a plain nothing logo.
Mm-hmm.
That's like something I could design on ChatGPT.
What is it? Why do they call it Cracker Barrel?
That C going into the B.
Well, because they used to have a barrel of crackers, yeah, like soda crackers that people could eat.
Yeah.
Soda crackers?
Yeah, just the white crackers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so they saltines would have that standing around? Like,
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So the guy in the logo is named Uncle Herschel. He's an illustration of a man resembling company founder Dan Evans' real-life uncle, Herschel McCartney. That's a real dude in the thing.
Oh, I got some McCartneys in my married in.
There's Uncle Herschel on the menu.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep. Yeah.
How about that?
Now we're in July. Wet Heat premieres on Netflix.
Boom.
There it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Wet Heat, middle of the year.
Yeah. We also recorded the Titans Code of Conduct video.
All right.
In July.
Yeah.
First day of training
and
camp.
Man, they had not a lot of people have seen that probably. It's been a tough year, you know?
In August, Leanne Morgan's sitcom Leanne premiered on Netflix. September, Nate hosted the Emmys.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. It's but yeah.
That was three months ago.
It's crazy. Yeah, no, it's moving.
In October, Nate was the guest picker on College Game Day.
Oh, yeah. Crazy moment.
November, This Is Nateland premiered. We didn't talk about that much, but that's...
Yeah, the mascot video.
Every Friday.
Oh, yeah, those have been funny, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In December, Deadline named Aaron Weber one of the 20 comedians to watch in 2026.
Ooh,
how about that?
That's
fun,
yeah.
Yeah, so...
See, good news. All thanks, stuff.
We also got, a New York Times article written about, Nate Land and Nashville, a little bit. I mean, it's a little bit to do. Me and Nate were in it. You guys were, in it a little bit too, but it was,
Two others.
Yeah.
But still, it applies.
We're in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was very excited about it. It was a New York Times, I don't get included in
the
New York Times.
The failing New York Times.
Yeah.
I don't get included in a New York Times article very often.
That was pretty.
No, cool. It's.
Did you get a hard copy for it to?
No. Hopefully one day
I'll get you one. I'll get you a hard copy.
Give me one.
Yeah.
Oh, also,
you can order them. I'll get one. I'll get one for you.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Also, I left it off, but Nashville Scene named the fans voted you best comedian in Nashville, and the media picked Dusty.
Did they? Yeah. They did. I tried to make it a thing on the podcast where me and you both won that year, and they diminished my accomplishment and made a mockery of me on the podcast. Hey,
you're for the people, and he's for the media.
So much so that even fans
did
were
they
writing.
Separately vote like that for?
Well, they do. The magazine has their pick, and then they do a fan vote.
Fans of the podcast were writing in talking about how sensitive I am, man. And just how they couldn't believe it.
That's very funny. So you got the media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you were number two in the fan vote.
The mainstream media.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was even in the fan vote at all.
I think you were, though.
But
I like that you got the media vote.
Yeah.
Well, they just, our co-host here really came down on it.
Best comedian.
Yeah. That was the Scene's pick right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Look, I think the news to come out of this, if you find it, is, the readers' poll. That was the writers' poll. And,
No, you didn't make the top three. You're right. Yeah.
No one, the people,
Yeah.
My people don't vote.
They're off the grid.
Yeah.
They don't. But they work in the media.
Yeah.
But they're, I would say, it's, it's nice to hear that stuff that, Nate Land's had a good year.
A huge year.
Huge year.
Very big.
Not that we're responsible for, I'm saying y'all, your success of whatever it is, but just to...
It's a huge part
We've associated ourselves with, I think, some people doing some real big things.
Yeah, as a group. Obviously, you've lifted it up quite a bit, but as a group, it's very accomplished.
Yeah, it's very accomplished.
Do you have predictions for next year, Brian?
I do.
But he's going to do it at the end.
You do it at the end.
I'll do it at the end.
Yeah. Okay.
So do you guys set New Year's resolutions?
I think about it every year, and then I don't do it.
I'm thinking about trying.
Is it one. Like pagan or something to do it?
No, I just think I.
I'm just looking for an excuse to not do it.
So, okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, you could argue that this is not even the real New Year.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I'll do.
It's always a much bigger thing than you think. That's what's so great. Is it this one little thing? You're like, well, years don't even count.
Yeah.
And you go, okay.
March 1st, right?
Yeah. Well, March or April. Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to say.
Well, I was going to talk a little bit about that. We talked about this 5 years ago in the calendars episode, but...
When spring is coming, when new life is forming, it's like the new life is beginning.
Right.
The new year
but
has
begun.
But you
concede that since the last time we celebrated our New Year's, it's been a full year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
12 months.
Yeah. Because we've made one trip around the sun?
Yeah, so to speak. Yeah. Yeah.
Some of you have made one trip around the sun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll quiz you.
Some of you live in reality.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Nate, we used to live off the Julian calendar.
Yeah.
Do you know which calendar we currently live off of?
It's a throwback.
Gregorian.
The Gregorian calendar. The Jordanian calendar.
Depending on how you want to pronounce the G's, it could be Jajorian.
Jajorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So Julius Caesar started a calendar with 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Like George.
Gord.
Yeah.
Curious.
Gorga.
They got off a little track because of leap year. It didn't quite work like they should. So,
man, I bet that just sneaks up on you.
It took a few hundred years, but.
I know, but you're just like, I'm sure one person said, what about this? And he's like, dude, if that guy doesn't quit. And then he's like, I swear to you, it's going to blow it all up. And then, you know, he didn't even get to live long enough to even really get the glory.
He had it set. It was 365 days and 6 hours.
Yeah.
But it's actually a year is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds.
So
it's pretty good for him to figure that out back then.
Say, it's closer than I would.
They got so close, but by the year 1582, they were off 10 days. So seasons were starting to fall, you know, different times. Easter wasn't the same. So Pope Gregory authorized the Gregorian calendar, mm-hmm. where they fixed the leap day. It's still a little bit off, though. We're still getting off a little bit.
So someone can still come in and go, I'm going to fix it even more.
Could.
At some point, somebody would come in and go, let's all like take a day off. You know?
Yeah.
Like today's March 14th. Tomorrow will be March 14th again, just to get us back.
Yeah.
Because it says,
I mean, somebody should do that at some point.
That's a lot.
Well,
yeah.
That's a lot.
I got everybody to agree.
I got the time here for you, Aaron.
Yeah.
By the year 4909,
okay.
The Gregorian calendar will be a full day ahead of the solar year. So in 4909.
Golly, so it's that accurate that it's going to take that long to get a day off.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then we'll kind of be back to normal then?
Yeah. We'll get back on track.
And so when it goes back to normal, what's it going to be like? So spring is a day earlier?
I think it'd just be what it should be all the time. What kind of like what we have it now.
Mm-hmm. 4909.
But 4909, just to get back to basically now?
Mm-hmm.
So it never really changes.
Well, by 4909, if we didn't do something, it would, I mean, it's only
we'd
one day.
We'd be off by one day.
Yeah, so it's not going to
2,000 years.
Yeah, I wouldn't even mess with it.
And I bet, I bet you're not even.
You don't think we're going to have to worry about it.
Nah, I don't even know if you're going to have. Are you even going to have days then?
Yeah, I don't think
who knows?
I think there's a lot of things we're not going to have.
Yeah.
In 2,000 years. Yeah.
Type in like in 2,000 years, will they even have a calendar?
Type that into what?
Type it into your computer. Let's see what it says. Will we have a calendar?
In 2,000 years. Well, yeah, and yes, in 2,000 years, humanity will almost certainly still have calendars, but they will likely be evolved, more precise, perhaps digital.
Perhaps.
And potentially incorporate new systems like the Holocene calendar, as our current Gregorian calendar, while globally dominant, has slight inaccuracies, as Brian just talked about, and our need for timekeeping for global coordination, culture, and space exploration will persist. That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
I mean, every now and then AI knocks it out of the park.
So this is a good question to ask.
What is the Holocene calendar?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good song by Bon Iver, though.
That's the name of the song?
Holocene.
Oh. What does Holocene mean?
I have no idea. It's a proposed year counting system that adds 10,000 years to the Gregorian calendar, making the start of the Holocene epoch around 10,000 BC when agriculture began. Okay, oh, wow. So instead of 2025, it would be 12,025, offering a continuous timeline that places all of human history.
That would be 1,000.
Into it, yeah.
That'd be 1,225, like not 12,000, right? 1,225.
No, that'd be 12,025 right there. If you add 10,000 to everything.
That seems like that would really be no need to do that.
I thought I really had you.
That would have been embarrassing.
Yeah. Because it doesn't even matter if I'm wrong. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
All the pressure's on you.
Yeah. This is like, true. Yeah.
The onus is on me. Yeah.
Yeah. If you get that wrong, no big deal. If Aaron gets it wrong, the comments next week go, Aaron thinks he knows everything.
Yeah. It's like that episode of The Office with Michael and.
Yeah. Are you saying I'm Oscar and he's Michael?
Well, it's like when you play a non-conference game in football where you're like,
like all our games?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you're playing like Tulane, you're like, it doesn't matter if Notre Dame wins against Tulane, but if they lose,
exactly, all you can do is
luckily you have a schedule. I still like my joke. I try to get it in somewhere else about y'all played Wake Forest twice.
That's funny.
It was a good joke then, and it means it the most relevant now.
Did you play Wake Forest twice in one year?
No.
They might as well.
Just a funny take.
Yeah,
they just play the same teams and they go, we don't got a conference.
Some churches still use the Julian calendar. Many Orthodox Christians annually celebrate Christmas on or near January 7th.
It's probably a relief to not just have to do it. Like, there's a lot of pressure when everybody's doing it on the same day. So you just kind of go like, nah, we're doing it later.
Yeah.
This year, the Chinese New Year is the year of the horse. So specifically the fire horse.
Oh, tell Harper that.
The fire horse?
Yeah.
The come of 2026 is.
Yes, this.
This is the year of the dragon we're in right now, right?
Something well, this like is that. New Year's Eve.
I feel
so
like we've been
into
the dragon for a while.
I know.
There is a superstition that a woman born in the year of the fire horse has a strong temperament and shorten her husband's life.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, so every year's the...
I feel like we've been to that for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, have they ever watched Dateline?
The Year of the Fire Horse.
What is it? Next year, the fire horse will be 26. The World Bank has speculated that the trend will not continue in 2026. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think that's referencing something in a previous paragraph. I was talking about births. There's something to do. Oh. There's some kind of trend.
What do they say?
I don't know.
If the World Bank's getting in on it, that sounds serious.
Yeah.
That the birth rate's dropping at a certain percentage. Oh, yeah. The fire horse.
The International Fixed Calendar is a proposed calendar reform with 13 months, each having exactly 28 days. Totaling 300. So if we had 13 months, they'd all be the same, 28 days.
Yeah.
364 days plus an extra year day and a leap day to align with the solar year. It was invented in 1902. And there's a new month called Sol, S-O-L.
Yeah.
There would be a single month.
This is not info I expected you to come in with. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Independence Day would no longer be July 4th, but Sol 16. Easter would always be on April 15th, and every Christmas would be Wednesday. Every year would start on a Sunday, and every Friday would always be a 13th. I don't know how you could do that.
So why do they not do this?
It was never officially adopted by any country, mainly because of religious holidays. People just didn't want to change to it. But George Eastman of Eastman Kodak, he instituted in his company from 1928 to 1989. He used this calendar. So if you worked for Eastman, that's the calendar you're using.
Wow.
And that really stinks when you got a family.
Yeah.
You ask off for a certain holiday. But
yeah, wrong calendar, buddy.
I'll do a little bit of year in review, 2025. Dusty, I'm going to start with you. It's a little sports quiz. Can you tell me who won the college football national championship?
In 2025?
Yeah, in January.
Oh, who was it? Georgia?
A lot of people are saying they shouldn't have won.
Can I say?
Yeah, you'll be next.
Okay.
Your answer was Georgia? Yeah, I guess.
Ohio State.
Well, there was a really good team in the championship.
Yeah.
Like a really good program.
It was Notre Dame versus Ohio State. Yeah. Notre Dame got in week six. In week six, they were promised the championship.
Oh.
I've been tuned out all this year of football, but.
Yeah.
Well, that was last year, but technically. But
yeah.
You attended Nate's Super Bowl party. Do you remember who won the Super Bowl?
Mm. Chiefs.
It's always a good guess. They were in it.
Yeah. They were in it. The other team won. Fly.
Oh, the Eagles. Yeah.
You're focused mostly on Nate's commercial.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And how bad I was at hitting a golf ball.
Yeah.
I gained a whole new respect for people that play golf that night.
I thought you didn't celebrate the Super Bowl.
Well, I try not to. But.
The real Super Bowl's in August.
Aaron, do you remember who won the Masters?
Who won the Masters this year? Rory McIlroy.
Good job.
Won for the first time. The Grand Slam, right?
That's good. Yeah. Do you remember who won the NBA championship?
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, you're doing good.
SGA was the MVP.
Nate, do you remember who won the World Series?
Dodgers.
Very good. Both of those were seven games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of the best World Series ever this year.
Yeah.
I know.
I hope that got a lot of...
Who knows the Stanley Cup? You know the Stanley Cup?
The Tampa Bay Lightning, did they win?
No.
The Canucks? I have no idea.
The Florida Panthers.
Oh, I knew it was a Florida.
I watched the entire NHL playoffs. They in Edmonton, they lost.
Oh, that's right. We were watching that on the road.
It's funny. I was going to bring up like something that we picked up in 2025, something maybe new. And I was going to say for you really got into the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Really got into the Stanley Cup. Everyone. I mean, yeah. Connor McDavid, you really want him to win a cup. And well, this year they just traded for, I know a little bit more, but I know that they just traded for a new goalie. It's really like I'm keeping a pretty eye on that, like the McDavid. It's not like it's an overall, but I mean, every playoff of any sport, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest song of the year, Die With a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Cited by BBC as the world's biggest song based on combined streams and downloads.
Okay.
Now, I think it helped its cause it came out in January. So
Yeah, it's had the whole year.
Yeah. Most streamed TV show in 2025, Bluey.
Okay.
My daughter watches that.
Yeah.
Top grossing domestic movie. This is neck and neck. And I think I sent you a link to this.
Yeah. Is it a superhero movie?
Nope.
It is Minecraft.
Look how close that is.
Wow.
And Lilo and Stitch.
I mean, that's $200,000 difference.
I didn't know Superman did that well.
It's a Minecraft movie, Lilo and Stitch, Superman, Jurassic World, Wicked.
Scroll down a little bit. Let's see.
Sinner. I'm waiting for the first movie that's not like a superhero type movie. Weapons right there. Weapons at 15. Is the first that's
what about F1?
Not part of a franchise existing IP or something.
F1? Yeah. No, it's not part of something like
but
that.
But it was a big movie.
It's IP though.
Yeah, keep going. Like, I just want to see.
I don't understand.
Like, it wasn't a movie based on a thing that already existed.
Oh, okay.
Like an original.
Freakier Friday coming in at 94 million.
Yeah, they're all remakes or sequels.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we need to get that.
That's right.
We have to get the breadwinner up there.
Let's get the breadwinner up there.
Let's get it.
It's going to be rated PG. Very fun movie.
Word of the year for 2025, Oxford chose Rage Bait. Dictionary.com chose 6'7".
Yeah.
As the...
Yeah, I mean, that's not even a word, but the phrase, whatever.
Mm-hmm. The 6'7" thing.
Yeah.
We were in Dallas for Thanksgiving with my sister's family that was out there, and they went to In-N-Out to get burgers one day. Mm-hmm. And they all the kids in the store were waiting for the number 67 receipt to get called. They were like going nuts for it. Mm. And it gets there, 65, 66. The kids are going crazy. And they go, 68. And the kids are like, what? And they're like, yeah, we took 67 out of the system.
I think I read that.
Like, it was, wow. It was really? A problem at the stores where kids would just go crazy for it.
Yeah.
So it's just gone from the In-N-Outs, I think.
Oh, wow.
Have you been to the In-N-Out here in Nashville
yet? Not
yet,
no.
Where is it?
It's in Lebanon.
Oh, okay.
Lebanon, Murfreesboro, and Antioch, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
They're closing Whataburgers.
Yeah.
They had
Thank goodness.
Are they really?
Man, I had Whataburger the other day, and it was great.
Okay.
I think it's good.
Thanks for saying gross.
Yeah.
No, I forgot about it. It's open 24 hours.
The one in Hermitage?
No.
I was hoping it was the one Dusty once closed.
Can I tell you a fast food
My
moment?
My parents went to the one in Hermitage. They're closing that one?
No.
They're closing one in Mount Julia, though.
I was driving to a corporate gig, and I got McDonald's for the first time in a long time. And I take a bite of the burger, and I realize there's no patty in the burger.
Still good.
They forgot to put that. It was just the bun and cheese. And I ate it.
Oh, I would have. Well, sure.
The line
You don't
was,
get lucky like that all the time. Uh-huh.
The line was
That's
long.
What we're really getting to.
I could have, if there was no line, I would have got back and go, hey. Yeah. But I was like, I guess this is what God gave me today, dude.
Yeah. Well, that side sandwich probably helped you. What was that?
That was the only burger I got, was just the one.
Cheeseburger?
Just a regular cheeseburger. Fries and a cheeseburger.
Say you had gotten two.
Why didn't you get a number pies. Two? Just keep going. Snack wrap.
Got two, and they only didn't put the burger in one. Mm-hmm. Would you have taken the bread and put it around the one
and
with
made
the meat?
A Big Mac out of it?
But like two buns, burger, two buns. Would you have done that?
No, I think I just would have not eaten the one without a patty.
Oh, okay.
But if it was the only one I got, I guess I'm just having bread and cheese to.
Mm-hmm.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year was the Architects of AI.
Oh.
This is the year where just the average person starts using AI for sure. I mean, you mentioned you use it. You use it to write your jokes.
Well, I don't.
You said you use ChatGPT, right?
Not to write my jokes.
No.
Maybe you should.
I used it to. It sounds.
What eat?
The Tennessean of the Year. You'll love this, Dusty. Butch Wilmore, the astronaut.
Oh, good. Oh, that's your friend?
Yeah.
That's a wish. I wish. He's the guy from Mount Juliet.
What'd he do?
He went to Florida for about a month. I hid out until I came.
Yeah.
The guy that was in space for so long.
Yeah. He was in Cozumel for 2 years and came back with a tan.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations. All right, so
real fast, some stuff that's going to happen this year in 2026. Winter Olympics from February 6th to February 22nd. While we're on the cruise, the Winter Olympics will be going on.
Where? What part of the world?
Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy.
Okay.
Good spots.
World Baseball Classic.
That's fun.
That's in March. The World Cup is in North America.
Do they
America.
Do that every year?
No,
it's every 4 years.
Yeah.
The World Cup is this year in North America.
Yeah.
And the finals will be at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. And it's the 250th anniversary of the United States. So there's going to be a lot of big events to honor the U.S. The coins are changing, quarters, dimes, and nickels.
The what are?
I can't say that word right. Coins.
Coins. How do you say it?
Just like you say it.
Coins.
I have a joke.
How are you supposed to say it?
Coins?
You said coin. You said it, but you.
Coins.
Coins.
Cohen.
You said
Cohen.
Cohen. Coins. Coins.
It's the same vein as the oil and
stuff. I get your point.
It can't be coincidence that we both kind of say stuff the same way.
From it's a the same thing. Neck of the woods.
That's right. Quarters, dimes, and nickels minted in 2026 will have a special design reflecting the nation's 250th birthday.
That's cool.
Not a penny, though. They're getting rid of those.
That's right. They're done making those. There's going to be a total solar eclipse, not in the United States, but
parts, around in general.
Parts of Europe will see it. Midterm elections are on my birthday this year. That'll be fun. November 3rd of this year. Some movies coming out. The Breadwinner on March 13th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Going straight to, what is it, Tubi? Or is it theaters?
Breadwinner.
Theaters?
Theaters.
No, I'm kidding.
Straight to movie theaters.
Toy Story 5, Supergirl, Spider-Man, Brand New Day, Hunger Games, Avengers Doomsday.
All right.
Some of the other big movies.
I thought they were done with Avengers.
Avengers Doomsday is supposed to be a big one. I mean, they're pretty bad these days, the ones they're putting out.
No, you got back into the Avengers this year.
I watched all the old ones.
I thought there was one called Endgame, which was the end.
There was.
Well, yeah, it was the end of that
storyline.
Overall storyline, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Doomsday could be very cool.
Is it a prequel or is it? No.
No. They're all these.
They're fighting Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
It's like the Avengers.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, is Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
That sounds sick, actually.
Robert Downey Jr. is Dr. Doom.
But is Iron Man?
I don't know about all that.
Yeah. Is that in the same world?
No, I mean, it is. It's just later on, yeah. But they're just, I don't know how they're going
to. The Fantastic Four will be fighting
Dr.
Doom as well.
There we go.
And the Thunderbolts and.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Different people like that. So my predictions for 2025 was that Wet Heat would be one of the top specials of the year. I think it was.
Well, yeah. I think it was too, but I don't know.
I don't know what metrics were using, but I agree.
No, it was in the top 10.
Okay,
was
all right.
Really? And I also said you'd be
you were in the top 10 of the up when you get up.
Trending stuff.
Well, that's a hot special.
Yeah. That's I mean, it's not like every special gets in the top 10. Mm-hmm. They put out specials a lot.
Oh yeah.
And so if you're in the top 10 and you stayed in the top 10,
yeah, that is
you're going to be one of the top specials.
Well, that is true. And it is a hot special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That
was an easy prediction.
Yeah, Nadeland people are putting out hot specials.
Hot specials.
Everybody knows that.
You won't say folks, but.
I mean folks. Us. We're the people that listen are folks. We're people.
Yeah.
They're not people.
I predicted Aaron would make his late night TV debut.
You did. Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
And I said that Nate would host an award show. So.
And you did too.
Oh, wow. Really? Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was my prediction.
So what do you have for this?
What about for yourself?
I said the easier to drive tour would become the harder to drive tour. And that was correct.
Yeah. And that was correct.
Right. Definitely. Yeah.
Right.
2025, my best year yet.
Yeah.
That's great.
So for 2026,
that's going to be.
Wow. I'm going to say. You'll win an Emmy a Grammy, excuse me, for your friend, Nate Bargatze.
All right. I'll find that quick. I don't know.
Okay.
You'll find out quick.
Well, that'll be early. When is the Grammys? February or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And The Breadwinner will be a huge box office hit.
All right. I think so. I think it will be.
I hope you're right.
I think it will be.
If you keep Dusty Cena in, I think word will get out.
Word will get out.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be. I think it'll be very good.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I really do.
Those are very specific. Aaron, yours, I don't have it specific, but you're going to be in, you're going to have some TV credit that's going to be really cool. Something that's going to, we're going to be talking about.
All right. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Like in a show. Like,
something.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Something like that.
Something that's going to be in your bio. Like,
okay.
Very least a movie credit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Well, you're not counting Breadwinner.
No.
I'm not counting Breadwinner.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And Dusty, you're going to plant 50 oak trees.
Well, that's true. I got 25 at home right now.
And give out an acorn to every one of your fans, which is kind of your goal, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm into that.
Yeah. And you're going to start selling out big theaters.
Okay.
You're going to go to that next level where should we move up this guy? Should he be kind of like Leanne was last year where she's now Leanne's going into arenas now.
Wow.
But you're going to go that next level.
All right.
That's my prediction.
All right, I appreciate that. But I do have a lot of acorns, and I'm trying to plant a bunch of oak trees. So I am trying
I listen to his podcast, and that's pretty much what every episode is.
I save that for my own.
Yeah. Right. What about you?
You guys don't want to listen to my tree talk.
I'm going to be in a movie,
in a movie.
March 13th.
Yeah. Bates is going to tape a special.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think so. I'd like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you call it?
I know so.
Oh, you
We're
do?
We'll tape this special next year.
Boom.
Boom. So
right. How about that? Look how things happen.
Yeah. No need to predict.
Congratulations.
This man moves mountains over here.
Bates is taping a special this year. We weren't going to say it. Not now, but then I was, you know.
Because it may not happen.
No. I didn't. No one knows. Like, I mean, we're already going to tape your special.
Awesome.
I love it.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We're taping a special next
thank
year.
You.
All right. I love
be
it.
Like, where are the cameras?
No, yeah. It's going to be a 6-minute special, but it's a special.
Goes on my YouTube.
Bates will have a big Nate. And big Nate, and I think it's going to be a big Nate Land special. So
yeah. I love it. I love it. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, happy New Year.
Yeah.
All right. We love you. Got a couple weeks left.
Come see me in Texas this coming week.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get ready for a special.
Yeah.
All right. We love you. Happy New Year. Bye. Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry. Oh, you got to promote. Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Come see me. He said go to Texas.
Yeah. Come see me in Texas this week, January 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in San Francisco, California for the first time next weekend, then Sacramento, then Toronto, Canada the next weekend. So come out and see me. Thanks.
This weekend I'll be in Naples, Florida at Off the Hook. Next weekend I'll be in Brea, California at the Improv.
Great club. All right.
Big club.
Happy New Year. Love you. Bye.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.